You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The rush continues for a state budget. It's due on Monday, and there are fractures among Republicans on top of tension between them and Governor Tony Evers. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the story.
Last week, talks broke down between Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the Assembly, but the clock's ticking here. And now the governor says he will not sign a budget unless it includes money for child care counts. That was a pandemic-era subsidy that went to child care providers. It expires in this budget. Without it, up to a quarter of Wisconsin child care facilities could close. That's according to research commissioned by the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans' plans do not include child care counts.
We're already doing things on child care, so I feel like a lot of that isn't necessarily focused on the details. It's more on the broad picture. But look, I know we're going to make investments in trying to help make sure that parents have access to child care.
But Voss says those investments would not include payments to child care providers.
Our caucus has been pretty steadfast in saying we are not just going to write checks out to providers, just like you don't write a check out to the person who owns a grocery store to lower the food costs.
Corinne Hendrickson, a family child care provider, was on Matt and Air on Air responding to that grocery store analogy.
And I thought to myself, we're the farmers in this situation, in this scenario. We're not the grocery store owners. We don't sell the children. We are the farmers. And we subsidize farmers and ag like crazy so that people can afford and access food. So we are the exact same situation.
So far, there are no meetings scheduled for the Joint Finance Committee this week. The committee would have to pass a budget plan, then that would go to the full legislature for a vote before it could head to the governor.
The other big political party in the state could also be seeing a change at the top. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
According to JS Online, Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says he received a call from an executive committee member suggesting a majority of the board wants his resignation. Schimming tells the paper that he has since received calls of support across the state and has no immediate plans to step aside. The alleged move to push him out follows months of infighting over the party's direction and leadership.
And Devin Remiker is the new chair of the Democratic Party. But what makes him tick? Joanne Krulatz reports.
Remiker says the loss of jobs informed his experience growing up in Two Rivers.
And how it sort of left folks that used to have good paying union jobs sort of out in the cold.
In his first interview with C. Hafer News in Manitowoc since being elected DPW chair, Remiker says the party needs to connect with voters in all 72 counties on critical issues such as health care.
You know, in some parts of the state, what access to health care means is there a doctor that's going to be in-network for my plan within 2 hours or a hospital within an hour, particularly up north and in central Wisconsin where there can be, you know, health care deserts.
He wants the party to step up its media game, which he calls the more-than-door strategy.
Although we do a very effective job of showing up year-round to make sure that we are talking to folks, you know, at their doorstep, we have not been as competitive in other forms of media, be it traditional media sometimes, cable news. Fox News has an overwhelming audience, but especially in digital media.
Remiker succeeded Ben Wickler, who declined to run after serving as state Democratic Party chair since 2019.
It's justice delayed for the judge, but a guilty plea for the guy involved. Stuart J. Waddles has more from Milwaukee.
The man at the center of the Judge Dugan courtroom controversy will plead guilty to illegally entering the United States. As part of a plea agreement, Eduardo Flores Ruiz faces up to 2 years in prison and will be deported after serving any sentence. Judge Hannah Dugan, accused of helping him evade federal agents, remains indicted on obstruction charges, with her trial date recently delayed.
And bond has been set for the man accused of trying to poison two women he had dated and for his girlfriend who allegedly helped him. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the details.
All part of an investigation into 43-year-old Paul Van Dune, who lives near Camp Randall. Prosecutors say he poisoned two women he went on a few dates with, one in Rock County and one in Dane County. They allege Van Dune and his girlfriend, Andrea Whitaker, put cyanide and thallium in a woman's water bottle multiple different times and put hydrogen sulfide in her car. Then officials say they tried to similarly poison another woman. Van Dune and Whitaker are both charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and other crimes. They were in court on Friday, where a Dane County court commissioner set bond for Van Dune at $10 million and bond for Whitaker at $4 million.
And a new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of funding per person. And while Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have significant impact on the state. A person was struck and killed on State Highway 29 on Monday. It happened by 72nd Avenue in Wausau at night just before 11:30. The Wausau police responded to reports of a man seen laying on the road in the westbound lane. When officers got there, the man claimed that he had a gun and ran. When he crossed into the eastbound lane, he was hit. The 30-year-old male was pronounced dead on the scene. The highway was closed for around 5 hours. And the two people that were driving the vehicle that hit him did have minor injuries, but did not need medical transport. And heavy rain is expected tonight and in waves throughout tomorrow. Totals for both days combined could climb as high as 2 to 4 inches or more in some spots. Is your house in a floodplain? Are you aware of where water commonly collects in your neighborhood and other routes to get to work? And if you live in an area prone to river floods, review your way out so you can leave quickly. And at home, have a professional check valves and plumbing to prevent floodwaters from backing up. Make sure your sub pump is working or have a backup in case it fails. Also a good idea to make sure that your circuit breakers or fuses are clearly marked for each area of your house. And standard homeowners insurance doesn't cover flooding. And most insurance policies take 30 days to go into effect. And remember, always avoid floodwaters. Don't walk or drive through them. It only takes 6 inches of moving water to sweep you off your feet. So turn around, don't drown. And if you were wondering, a car caught in swiftly moving water can be swept away in seconds. And with just 12 inches of water, it can float a small SUV. If there's 18 inches of water, it can carry any car away. And don't forget, here in Wisconsin, those culverts like to wash out, so you don't know if the road's even underneath you still. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers and the Pirates today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates playing today to see who wins their series. Milwaukee winning 9-3 last night thanks to shortstop Joey Ortiz with 2 home runs, 4 runs batted in. Pat Murphy.
Well, I'm really happy for Joey. He also goes out and plays the heck out of defense. One of the most important positions on the field, and he plays it really well. So I'm really, really pleased with how he's, but I'd say confidence is number one.
Basketball, round one of the NBA draft is tonight. The Bucks don't have a pick until tomorrow night in the second round. NFL, former Packers and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers and was on the McAfee show asked, will this be his final year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a 1-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for guys in a city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million bucks this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just as Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain to parts of our region here for the next couple of days. We're talking an inch or more in places. Today, scattered thunderstorms, upper 60s, more rain tonight, and tomorrow, our high tomorrow, low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.